Hi, and welcome to the Brainstorm Pro information audio recordings. I'm just going to do a short series telling a little bit more about Brainstorm Pro and how it can help you in every last field of work and everything you aspire to in life. Brainstorm Pro was devised after I read a book on software development by somebody who knew Bill Gates. The author of this ebook was named Benjamin Prater, and the book title was called Software Secrets Exposed. I read this around, I think it was around 2005, and it explained very clearly that the key to Microsoft's empire was intellectual property law. Yes, more savvy application of legal theory regarding intellectual property rights is the key driving factor to Bill Gates being the richest man in the world, or was the richest man in the world. Wherever he stands, application of intellectual property law and legal strategies is what made him rich. Microsoft is an information business, meaning they were putting data on CDs and DVDs that cost something like 95 cents each to print once his intellectual property rights were locked down, and could sell all over the world at 5,000% markup. Yes, one CD with Microsoft intellectual property law could sell for $500. And this is only possible because of intellectual property law, meaning lawyers and police and other people would come after anybody who tried to rip him off, rip his ideas off. Bill Gates' early competitors were other operating systems developers who worked very, very, very hard. And they had their own ideas. I think some of them wanted to do open source technology, and some of them might have brushed Bill Gates off at very key moments in the business negotiations, thinking that it wasn't worthy or urgent of their time. And that's how people are, and that's how they lose in the game. I hate to tell you, but if you don't take advantage of Brainstorm Pro, you might lose in life. The real stories of the people involved with Bill Gates and the intellectual property laws, one guy missed out big and got beat to death in a bar fight. That was his end after seeing Microsoft become ubiquitous around the world and knowing that he lost his chance because he skipped some meeting with Bill Gates about licensing rights. Intellectual property law is deadly, deadly, deadly serious stuff. Everything you see around you consists of intellectual property law, including weapons. I happened to read a book on firearms manufacturing, a book or two. Actually, a lot of books. I scanned a number of books regarding weapons manufacturing and aerospace design. There are enormous books with pictures of jets and planes ranging from the 1920s all the way to today. And I would use a scanning method where I just look through all the pictures very quickly. It's a method inspired by Einstein's work. And I did work with a guy named Shannon Panzo in Australia who sells a product called Zox Pro Mental Photography, which is different than speed reading, which allows you to just look at pages as fast as you can turn the page and get ideas. It doesn't work completely, but it does have some merits, especially in the art and science of engineering, meaning looking at things other people have done, just the pictures, and using those pictures to innovate and design your own ideas that are different. So what I learned from Benjamin Prater about software development is, yeah, you can have this stuff outsourced. If you think you're going to read 40,000 pages of textbooks with every new and updated type of coding from these hipsters in the technology world and get some sort of internship at Google or Facebook and end up happy and satisfied in this world, you're dead wrong. Coding languages have its place and they do their thing, but coders are not broad strategic thinkers. They may be in some sense, but coding's not that expensive to get. Coding expertise is by the hour, and every other person in India, China, and other developing countries have put in the time to learn coding and can put together solutions for you. You can find them on freelancing sites. Anyway, what I focused on is legal strategy, exactly what Bill Gates did, except I've taken Microsoft language packs in the form of thesauruses, and I've upgraded them to create superior tools and technology for development. My thesaurus integrates Microsoft intellectual property, but meets every last requirement for derivative works to legally deploy as my own innovation. And I'm quite fine with telling people, giving people a little bit of reality about the software development world when everyone wants to make everything completely and totally fake. It's not a pretty thing. Software development will kill you if you take the wrong strategy, sitting in front of a computer screen, trying to figure out how to make a splash in a market that's completely saturated with over 100 million blog posts being added to the internet every day. It will literally kill you. And most of the media wants to paint a pretty picture or a completely false picture about what software development in terms like artificial intelligence and algorithms actually is. There's a whole lot of fraud in the term artificial intelligence and the definition of what it is and all these people promoting it as though a machine is going to become self-aware and start making decisions to kill everyone on its own. I really, really, really doubt it's possible. And I think the key factor here is not AI, but IP, as in intellectual property law. Who controls the assets and technology in an international legal forum concerning all of these innovations? So don't be deceived so easily from geek speak and terms like artificial intelligence and algorithms. Yeah, that's a legal strategy. We'll just say the algorithm got out of control and the artificial intelligence became self-aware and decided to exterminate all 5,000 civilians of its own free will and volition. We're sorry that this happened, but big tech, big pharma bunny, Microsoft LLC cannot be held liable in a court of law because a machine made the decision. I think that's a line of reasoning that's going on here, and I don't think it's correct. You absolutely can be held liable for the technology and services you bring to market. No matter how many lawyers you surround yourself with, there's the court of public opinion, which is bigger than the court of law, meaning every last person in the world finding out what you're up to, what your liabilities are, how you've deceived the public. And then you can go to jail. Even if you aren't locked up. Newsflash, we live in a connected, in a Wi-Fi connected sort of cyber intelligence maze, meaning information can move freely through the airwaves and you can be locked out of society every bit as much as a criminal when your reputation is destroyed. That's what reputation management comes down to in terms of online reputation management and law and intellectual property law. If you've ever had somebody defame you on the internet or try to devalue your products and brands and innovations like I have, it's bloody murder. Meaning if you cannot counter defamation, you will not get any job opportunities. No potential employer will call you back or even return an email if you have a negative search result in Google. B, no business ventures. Potential business partners will not contact you back if you have a one-sided negative publicity in Google without your side of the story to counter it. C, dates. Like male-female relations, they'll do a checkup on you in Google, and a lot of them will unfortunately believe everything they read if there's not a countering story. And so you'll face extermination, i.e. genocide, i.e. being ruthlessly wiped out of the gene pool due to negative publicity in Google. That's the bottom line. So in addition to the best brainstorming software and technology innovation solutions anywhere on the internet, Brainstorm Pro, I also offer legal strategies, legal advice. You can go ahead and report me to the bar for giving out legal advice without a license. They can kiss my ass too. You cannot monopolize the practice of law. And I have numerous Supreme Court cases detailing that there is no license required to practice law or give legal advice, which is the exact same thing as business advice. Law is business. It's about money, and anybody who tells you different is living in naivety and are probably going to face a very rude wake-up call one day. You cannot require licensing for legal strategy, no matter how hard you try. And I've proved it with derivative works law that I read off of Wikipedia. I didn't need a lawyer to make my own legal decisions. It helps to consult lawyers, and you can consult multiple lawyers. You probably do want to consult multiple sources before making strategic decisions. But to claim or try to put this big cloak of fear over everyone that you'll go to jail for unauthorized practice of law if you even try to break the illegal monopoly on law that the Bar Association has. Sorry, that's not going to be how it pans out in life. That's life. You don't get away with first-degree murder of clients and pro per litigants. They actually did try to murder me multiple times and indeed murdered in cold blood the co-creator of AutoYurt, the number one affordable living spaces technology, based on the assumption that a bar license or certification or whatever in some interest group, whether it's the Bar Association or LGBTQ, they think that entitles you to get away with murder without any consequences. And it's just not true. There's a bigger court of public opinion. And however you want to define ethics, whatever. Most lawyers are just mercenaries who will take the highest paid client to construct arguments in a court of law. And most of those courts are farces anyway. The future of law is going to see whole different innovations using computers and publicity to present arguments and cases to the broader public. A court of far, far, far more than 12 peers. Try like 12 billion peers via what I call tactical thermonuclear cyber PR, compelling email blasts. Anyway, that's all for this MP3 recording. You can contact me, Jesse Gilbert, with the contact form at Wowels. I try not to put any Lloyds in between me and prospective clients. And I probably will call everybody who uses my service a client or a customer and not a user. I'm not a huge fan of Facebook social media type metrics where everybody's got to be a user, like somebody pumped up on crack or whatever. I go for quality over quantity, Dan Kennedy style, meaning I would rather deal with one intelligent person paying me $100 than 100 idiots paying me $1. Sorry if I use the term idiots. Let's just say less desirable clients who will cause more support issues and hassles. I would rather have 5 total clients, each paying me like $100 million to help them with the Brainstorm Pro software, than deal with other people who are just not intelligent enough to understand the real value and the very, very, very serious stakes in the technology world and the intellectual property law game. Yeah. Elon Musk, SpaceX, and NASA are talking about flying out to Mars and colonizing it and eating $4,000 IP-licensed CRISPR heirloom tomatoes in pods made out of dust from Mars. And it's all based on intellectual property law. Same thing, asteroids mining for things like platinum on asteroids. All of that also based on intellectual property law, meaning the name brands of the people selling the tools are going to be a major factor in who makes the money. This is the future. The implications of intellectual property law applied to things like space travel industries are serious business in a whole different way, especially when you consider that the losers in this game are going to end up on UGI, Universal General Income, potentially forever, which is going to mean probably something like 1,500 cyber currency units per month to spend on social services and GMO food. That's what it's coming down to. So pick your poison, do business with me or don't. My unique selling proposition is Brainstorm Pro. Use it or become eternal cyber slaves to those who do. This is Jesse Gilbert. Have a great day and stay tuned for more instructional audios.